In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Zach Rosenblatt and Diana Russini of The Athletic have been doing lots of reporting on the New York Jets. Some Jet fans don't like the two of them because they believe they report stuff just to stir things up. I don't believe they are Manish Mehta's in that way. I think that their reporting is pretty solid. A lot of these things end up bearing out. But there's a couple of new tidbits, nuggets, if you will, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers in the latest Athletic article by Diana Russini. She says, I'm told no decisions have been made yet, but it appears increasingly likely that the four-time MVP, Aaron Rodgers, who is banged up, could be placed on injured reserve or possibly benched over the next few weeks, signaling the end of his disastrous time with the Jets. Some around the league say they won't be surprised if Rodgers is cut in season. Which one of those things is going to happen?
Yeah, I don't necessarily know about the cutting thing, just simply because of the salary cap implications. I'd have to really look into that. As far as the injured list thing, that could be a real situation, because I told you.
Yeah. Well, Mike did first, right? Didn't Mike?
No. Well, I told you exactly what's going on here, and I still believe in my heart that it is a left hamstring injury, and that he is really trying to play through it, and really wants to win, wants to try to be the leader, and all of those things are, he's showing that it means something to him. You know, he doesn't want to go out like this. I know that he's. Like, you want to go out like Tom Brady went out or like Peyton Manning went out. At least you went out on top. You know, Tom Brady was still standing, still throwing, even though they didn't make, I think they made the playoffs that year, but they were throwing the ball like crazy. I think he threw it like 750 times or something that year.
Yeah.
And then he went off into retirement. But I just think that, this is like the last thing that Aaron Rodgers expected was this, what has happened here, and how quickly this thing has just completely unraveled. And where and when that happened in the mind of Woody Johnson, I don't know. It had to be somewhere around Denver or Minnesota, but then you have those reports where supposedly Joe Douglas had his, basically a lot of his say-so taken away from him in January.
Yeah, which was shocking to me. Yeah, which was before things went awry and everybody was still positive.
That was before the draft and everything else.
Yeah, yep. I know.
I mean, that tells me that unfortunately, if that is true, then the dysfunction is deeper than we can even imagine.
It also goes on to say in this article, as for Rodgers, his relationship with the owner has been strained for months. That's not a secret in the building or the locker room. At this point, after conversations with sources with the team and around the league, my understanding is that Rodgers still wants to play in 2025, just not for the New York Jets.
Would you want to play for the New York Jets?
No, I wouldn't want to be their coach, their GM, a player. Right now, if I had a choice, like one of these guys will, all these general manager candidates and head coach candidates and everybody else, if there's a choice, if the Jets aren't the only team offering you a job, and even if they were, I still would not.
So you go in for a GM interview with Woody Johnson, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you sit down and you say, I think we can win with Aaron Rodgers. What is Woody Johnson telling you?
No, he's done.
Well, then why would I want the job?
Because you're going to get 5-year guaranteed contract worth millions of dollars. It's guaranteed money, and you get a couple of years because you're in the middle of a rebuild.
So when you go in there for one of these interviews, you have to go in there and say, I'm on board with what you want to do, not what I think I should be doing.
Yeah.
How's that turned out for the Jets?
Not well. And it also didn't turn out well for the Giants, because we believe that back when Gettleman and Shurmur were hired, it was basically under the understanding that they were going to try to rev the engines on Eli Manning one more time. Like, whatever, you can come in and take this job, but we're sticking with Eli for at least another year.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what two Super Bowls can do for you.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's, I mean, I don't think, if the only person I would listen to in that situation, if there's like I could win with Aaron Rodgers, is John Gruden. Then I would have to hear, all right, I'm going to give me 1 year with Aaron. Let's get him healthy. And then I'll put my hands into this rebuild. I'm going
to
be here.
Yeah, but again, I don't think it's all, I don't think you really need to rebuild. What you need to do is you need to find a legitimate quarterback.
Well, I mean, just
you got running backs, you got wide receivers, your tight ends are okay, they're pretty good. I mean, you've spent an inordinate amount of money and time and effort on the offensive line.
I mean, though? You don't have a coach or a GM or a quarterback. No, I know that, but that's pretty much the definition of a rebuild.
But what I'm saying, though, if you are a coach coming in here, I mean, it's not like that. This is you're inheriting the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, right. You're not,
but you still need a quarterback that's going to be able to, you know, lead the team and get everybody to buy into it.
There is, I guess this is Russini's suggestion here. Let me just make sure that this is her. So it wasn't Rosenblatt. It was definitely her. She throws a name out there, saying that Rex Ryan's campaigning for the job and everything else.
Of course he is.
All this stuff. But she goes, here's a thought, and this one I completely disagree with. Goes, here's a thought. Why not Eric Mangini?
When was the last time you heard from him?
That's a weird one, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a weird one.
That is bizarre.
And I don't think he left here on the greatest of terms.
Yeah, I mean,
does anybody leave on the greatest of terms?
No, they do not. But I mean, Eric Mangini. I mean, I'd like Rex more than Eric Mangini. And that's I don't understand that one at all. But yeah, I'm really interested to see what happens. And I'm sure we're going to get some sort of news coming up in the next couple of days about whether Aaron Rodgers is going to play at all the rest of the year or not. And that'll be the end of it. You know, that. And then I think, you know, at this point, now that Daniel Jones is gone, You see what's going on with the Giants. I mean, the only conversation we're going to have about them is, you know, will Shane and Daboll be back? And then if Aaron Rodgers gets benched or put on IR, I mean, the Jets are just, that's the end of that.
Well, if
season's over.
Players keep talking about being soft and coming out of these games talking the way that they're talking, that doesn't bode well for the coach. And, you know, and the reason for this, and Brian Daboll's feeling this now, just like Robert Saleh was feeling it and the coaches that went before them, this place is different, man. It is really different. It's just a different place. There's so much negativity that is surrounding these organizations that it takes an amazing person, an amazing personality to be able to get these franchises, you know, out of this abyss. And I, you know, like, who are those personalities really out there that can do this?
I think Vrabel for the Giants would be a good one. I would go after him hard. I don't think that the Jets could. Vrabel wouldn't go anywhere near the Jets. But I do think, and I know the Giants have been bad, but really bad. But there's a difference because Vrabel being a Belichick guy, and Belichick saying the things he said about Woody Johnson, and then also Belichick loving the Giants and the Mara family. I think that if Mike Vrabel ended up talking to Bill Belichick, he would say, I know it's been bad there with the Giants, but you're going to get the support you need, where in the other place, you're just going to get your balls cut off and rolled down the hallway. So, you know?
Yeah, I guess, man. This is going to be an interesting offseason, as it always is, because the in-season stuff is not very interesting.
No, that's exactly. The football season starts here when the regular season is over. That's when it starts. Because that's the only information that's worth talking about, generally, is what happens in the offseason. So give me Gruden for the Jets, Vrabel for the Giants. If they fire Daboll and Shane.
Brian Flores?
I mean, yes, he would be number two for me.
For the Giants?
For the Jets. For the Jets.
He's another Belichick disciple.
Yeah, true. But I'm not sure if he's going to get a lot of looks.
Like I think Mangini's been cut out of the family. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think
Vrabel and Brian Flores want to get cut out of the Belichick family.
True, that's right. You take that Jet job, you're done forever.
You're done. Yeah.
Sorry. Yep, can't deal with a couple things that are hard nos, and that's one of them. Let's go to Brandon in Sullivan County. What's going on, Brandon?
Boomerang Geo, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, what's happening, Brandon?
Hey, guys. I was the one that actually went on stage Friday night at Boomer and Geo Live.
Nice, Brandon. Were you a guy that won or did not win?
I was the guy that won.
All right, good. Because the other guy was dressed very poorly and was just not showing any sort of class up there. You were the class. You knew every answer, and you dressed nice, and you were the man. You deserved to win.
Thanks, Gio. Thanks. I just want to ask you guys, what do you think the odds are that Daniel Jones is starting quarterback for the Cowboys on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's not going to happen now. It's too late. You know, that post I sent out the second that this happened from the Hampton Inn in Huntington.
What's that?
So the second that this happened, I sent out a post on X from the Hampton Inn in Huntington.
Okay.
It was like, you know, right when the Daniel Jones news comes out. I said, if Jerry Jones doesn't sign Daniel Jones and start him against the Giants on Thanksgiving, he's fully lost his fastball.